Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Scouting Julian Brandt, Leverkusen's Blazing Starlet by Alex Barilaro. It's been a rather torrid season for Bayer Leverkusen. Through it all, there was a blonde 21-year-old applying his tricky, flashy trade in the attack, creating where Leverkusen struggled to finish. Now, Julian Brandt is a prime target ripe for the taking. He's attracted interest from clubs with notable reputations, Liverpool and Bayern Munich. A signal of his ability, if ever there was one, a report that he'd already agreed a deal with Bayern was quelled by his father, and a recent report from Manuel Veth of the Football Grad Network claims Brandt is looking at destinations outside of Germany and is set to depart Leverkusen. According to James Pearce of the Liverpool Echo, Liverpool's interest in Brandt is concrete, with Jurgen Klopp looking to the mercurial young winger to be the perfect backup winger, with the possibility to even be more. With an under-19 World Cup, silver medal, and a call-up to the national team squad already under his belt at age 21, Brandt possesses all the traits to be a future star. Style. Not your traditional winger, Brandt is extremely impressive on the ball. The tricks and weaves in and out of the defensive line, dinked crosses, 1-2s and mazy dribbles are all hallmarks of his on-ball game, which has seen him be so successful on either side of the front three. More prominent when allowed space wide and the ability to run at defenders and isolate them 1v1, the time spent drilled under the tuition of Roger Schmidt also makes him ideal for a gegenpressing system, the hallmark of one Jurgen Klopp. With immeasurably excellent close control, a capacity to play with both feet, and a tendency to pick up the ball from deep, drive forward, give a pass and continue to move forward, he'd fit in very well with the likes of Roberto Firmino and Sadio Mane. His former under-19s boss at Wolfsburg, Dirk Kuhnert, said of him, as per ESPN FC, he had a solution for every situation, and not just a simple one. He always did the special things. His greatest ability was always his coolness. Whether he's playing in front of 100 or 100,000 fans, he never gets nervous. Strengths. The blonde bombshell's most noticeable feature, when you first lay eyes on him, apart from the baby face, is the grace with which he moves whilst on the ball. He's lightning off of the first few steps, especially with the ball at his feet. And his most impressive feature, the grace and ease with which he changes direction, makes for some fantastically dazzling dribbles through the heart of an opposition defence. The trademark Brandt move takes advantage of his lightning acceleration without needing to get his relatively unimpressive top speed, moving past one or two defenders, playing the ball quickly to someone in support, and then gliding past another one or two defenders into the space. He moves like a hold-up striker does when the ball enters the box, and though his output needs to increase, the predatory instincts are there to match the playmaking ones. He seems to simply glide past defenders with a quick change of direction, as if they've had a premonition and aren't bothering to prevent the inevitable. It combines with an ability to create whilst on the ball too, in what is a dangerous combination for defenders to attempt to deal with. He makes 1.5 key passes per game, excellent for a winger when you compare him to the likes of Bayern's Kingsley Coman at 1.1, Arsenal's Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain at 1.1, and Dortmund's Christian Pulisic at 0.9. Meanwhile, he also trumps that triumvirate when it comes to his previously mentioned dribbling skill, and does so comfortably. Brandt averages 2.2 successful dribbles per game, only rivaled by the Ox's 2.1. Finally, there are the average shots per game, another bout in which he is the victor, 1.4 shots per game compared to the other three's 1. The numbers are visibly explainable too. While he gets into good positions in the box, he needs to improve his finishing, having only scored 3 times this season, which is, funnily enough, still equal to or more than the aforementioned trio. He's also registered 7 assists, more than Coman and Pulisic, and equal in measure to Oxlade-Chamberlain, highlighting the fact that he's more of a playmaker than a finisher. When he's on the ball, he's constantly looking for the right option in the box, and given Liverpool's notable struggles with parked buses, his scintillating directness would be the cause for optimism. Weaknesses. Flashy but determined, Brandt's defensive work has improved markedly this season, as responsibility has been dropped onto his shoulders by default, whilst the rest of his side crumpled. However, his defending is still patchy, which is something of a concern for a side that needs their midfielders and forwards to lead from the front when it comes to pressing. On the physical side, his 6'1" frame means that he's usually a physical match for a fullback, and the whole adapting to the Premier League physicality trope wouldn't be a problem here. But what the figure does mean is that his top speed isn't significant compared to other wingers. His acceleration may be lightning, but if he doesn't have an option to get rid of the ball when he's outnumbered and can't dribble his way through, he's often unable to escape a defender's clutches with sheer speed. Lastly, he has a sort of perfectionism on the ball, which is actually less positive than you'd think. Where a quick pass would suffice and move the whole team forward, his tendency to look for the perfect ball, often a more complicated one, is a detriment to his overall game. Where would he fit in? Well, wherever his manager wants him to. Capable of playing multiple positions across an attacking midfield three, and even deployed in midfield once or twice by Tafon Korkut, Brandt is the optimal weapon from the bench. At 21, with such considerable experience playing in Olympics, competitive international games, the Bundesliga and the Champions League, Brandt could very well step into this Liverpool side and stake a claim to a first team spot. He'd cost somewhere close to £30 million, given his status as a gem waiting to be prized and shined. Once again, this writer must stress one point. He's this good at 21 years old, and he's going to be considerably better in a couple of years. With the right promises, the right balance, and a fixed style that he can adapt to, Brandt can stake his claim as one of Germany's most promising youngsters. He's made it clear that any move would have to involve substantial playing time, so Klopp would have to promise a fair amount of games to turn the young man's head. But with the Champions League lure, and the knowledge that he'd be working with one of the world's premier coaches when it comes to developing talent, Brandt's head could well and truly be turned. Very grateful to Alex, our Australian friend here, for his piece on Julian Brandt, because you know what it does? It stops us thinking about that one bloody game, doesn't it? And stops us from obsessing for a few minutes and thinking about, you know, the nice idea. We all love to do a little bit of shopping when it's for something that we want. And it's probably fair to say that one thing we all want is the shiniest and nicest and best of the new players available to be wearing that very, very attractive new Liverpool kit next season. No doubt about it, this man Julian Brandt fits the bill in terms of most of the categories that I've just mentioned there. And Alex has a lovely detailed look at what he could or could not offer to the team. And certainly he's got me sold, as these pieces quite often do. But Alex goes into nice detail about it and uses, I think, the very useful technique of picking a few other names that you'd be familiar with and looking at them in comparison with those, and the stats do seem to stack up nicely. I won't even pretend to have seen lots of Julian Brandt, because I haven't seen lots of Julian Brandt, but when it comes down to somebody like Alex talking about it and putting some information in front of us, I'm more than happy to go along with that. And the more of these type of players we sign, the happier I'll be. And like he says, let's hope there is that Champions League lure which can turn his head and bring him to Anfield. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on anfieldindex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on anfieldindex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.